USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A swing and a miss when it comes to job growth. Fed saying only 199,000 jobs were added in December, well below expectations of more than 400,000. President Biden putting a positive spin on the jobs report.
Today's national unemployment rate fell below 4% to 3.9%, the sharpest one-year drop in unemployment in United States history. The first time the unemployment rate has been under 4% in the first year of a presidential term in 50 years.
President Biden spending some time in Colorado on Friday to survey the damage of wildfires in Boulder County. The FDA now saying you should receive your Moderna booster shot 5 months after you receive your initial shots. The CDC making the same recommendation for Pfizer. USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Students in Chicago's public schools were not in the classrooms once again on Friday. This after the Chicago Teachers Union voted to move to remote learning as COVID-19 cases spike. Joseph O'Cool teaches at Ella Flagg Young Elementary School in Chicago.
I'm hoping that the union would also realize that, there is this authority that they need to respect. They cannot just be dictating everything.
The city of Chicago is suing the Chicago Teachers Union, claiming their vote to move to remote learning was illegal. The December jobs report was released on Friday.
The Labor Department reported on Friday the United States added just 199,000 jobs in December, falling well short of expectations. Despite the lower-than-expected payrolls, the U.S. unemployment rate fell to 3.9%. That's down from 4.2% in November. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The president of Kazakhstan gave a kill-without-warning order to security forces as violent protests continue in the country over significant fuel increases, prominent unemployment, and the authoritarian government. Secretary of State Antony Blinken recently spoke with the country's foreign minister and voiced his support for the following principles.
Kazakhstan's constitutional institutions, as well as the absolute importance of respecting human rights, media freedom, including the restoration of internet service, and to dealing with peaceful protests in a way that protects the protesters, upholds their rights, and is consistent with the rule of law.
Advisors to President Biden are urging him to change his domestic strategy for how to respond to the coronavirus pandemic.
Six former advisors who counseled President Joe Biden during the presidential transition said Biden needs to shift from shutting down the virus to living with the virus. The advisors wrote that advice this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Biden promised on the campaign trail he would shut down the virus, but he's failed on delivering on that promise. Since Biden took office, more people have died from COVID-19 under his presidency than under President Donald Trump. Daily case numbers have smashed records. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.